The following recording is Governor Bruce Rauner's remarks at the Sangamon County Republican Party's annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Bank of Springfield Center on February 8, 2018.
We've got great leadership here in Sangamon County. Let's have a round of applause. Rosemarie Long and Paul Palazzolo, thank you for your leadership. I was very excited to get back here with you, back home to Springfield. I was up in Chicago today, and I hurried back here because I wanted to be here with you tonight, fundamentally, to say thank you. To say thank you to every one of you in this room. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you to your belief in our Republican Party. Our party. Yes. Thank you for your belief in our values, limited government, low taxes, individual liberty, personal responsibility, faith, family, hard work, love of God, love of country, love of our community, outstanding education and free enterprise creating prosperity for everyone in the state of Illinois. Those are our values, and that's why we're going to become the majority party in the state of Illinois in the years ahead. All of us worked hard last year, 2016, even though President Trump unfortunately lost Illinois by over 16 points, we in Illinois picked up 6 seats in the General Assembly for the Republicans in 2016. This year, this is our year. We are going to take it to the Madigan machine of corruption and cronyism. We are going to run a great slate of candidates this November, and we are going to win 9 seats in the House of Representatives and knock Mike Madigan out as Speaker of the House. And we've got stellar candidates, Darlene Singer, Jason Helen. We've got Jim Gold. We've got outstanding candidates, and let me promise you right now, the next Attorney General for the state of Illinois is not going to be Lisa Madigan. We've already knocked her out, but it's going to be Erica Harrell is going to be the next Attorney General for the state of Illinois. And I'm honored to work for you. I work hard every day, and boy, it is hard. Let me tell you, it is stressful. When I started this job, I was 6'8 and had a full head of hair. This is really hard. I've had the stuffing kicked out of me every 10 ways from Sunday, but you know what? I love Illinois. I love working for you. I love working for the people of Illinois. And I am going to beat Pritzker and Madigan in November, and we're going to hold the governorship for the state of Illinois. And we're going to hold the governorship and do 2 critical things. We are going to have a voice in the redistricting remap after the 2020 census and get a map that is not denigrating to Republicans but restores democracy for 2 parties in this state again. And I will block the proposed income tax hike, what they call a progressive income tax. It ain't progressive, it's destructive income tax hike that they want to put on the people of Illinois. I will block that and make sure that our income taxes stay flat and low and actually down lower from where they are today and bring them back down to 3% over the next 2 years. Now look, you guys know I'm not a politician. This is all new to me. I'm doing this as a labor of love. I don't want any compensation. I'll take pay, pension. I just love Illinois. This is the greatest state in the greatest nation on earth. This is our home, and our home is worth fighting for. My wife and I raised 6 beautiful children in Illinois. I've built businesses in Illinois. My dearest friends are in Illinois. I love Illinois. I was born here, and hopefully a long time from now, I want to die in the state of Illinois. This is home, and I want this to be a great state for our children and our grandchildren for decades to come. And this election is going to determine that outcome. We are going to control the remap. We are going to bring down our tax burden. We are going to lower our property taxes. We're going to roll back Madigan's income tax hike. We are going to cut the red tape on our businesses so we can grow more jobs in a free enterprise-focused, free economy. And we're going to end this culture of corruption that Madigan has brought to us for 35 years by getting term limits on the ballot so you can vote term limits up or down for politicians in the state of Illinois. You know, I got my work ethic from my grandfather. He was my best buddy growing up. Lived in a little double-wide trailer, didn't have much money. He was a union guy, butter maker, but he was a dairy farmer, had dairy cows and corn. Spoke Swedish, didn't speak a lot of English. Lived in a small town outside of Whitewater, Wisconsin. He taught me three things in life, in addition to hunting and fishing. Three things: hard work, importance of a good education and working hard in school, and giving back in the community, because we have a moral duty to help each other. And I believe, as the good book says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. I didn't inherit a nickel. I made every penny that I've ever made myself by working my tail off since I was 14 years old. And I'm proud I worked with teachers and law enforcement officers in the state of Illinois and across America, investing their pension money for 32 years, building businesses with their pension money to create good jobs and have a better retirement for our teachers and our police officers and our other public servants. And you know what? I did a great job. And I'm honored to say my partners and I kicked tails for 32 years, did phenomenally well, so that the taxpayers didn't have to put so much money in the pensions. Our teachers could have a better retirement. And I made a lot of money along the way, and I don't apologize for it. It's free enterprise and hard work. And my deepest pleasure in life is giving that money back. My wife and I build schools. We fund scholarships. We built the YMCA, built the Red Cross headquarters. And I don't brag on it. We just do it. I told my six kids, I said, guys, we worked hard to make this money, and I'm going to give it back all before I die. I should say, four of my kids were fine with that. Two of them are a little cranky about that. But you know what? I believe everybody has a chance in life to work hard and do good and realize the American dream. And I want that for every child, every young person in the state of Illinois. And I won't rest until we defeat Mike Madigan and his corrupt machine of self-dealing in the state of Illinois. The corruption, the self-dealing of Madigan and his cronies is a cancer on our state. It is a cancer that is eating us from the inside, sucking our vitality, sucking our quality of life to enrich himself and his friends inside government. They're becoming rich off of our high property taxes. It is a fundamental, corrupt system, and we're going to break them this year, defeat them, and bring power back to the people of Illinois and restore a wonderful future. Okay. It's going to be tough. This is going to be tough. All elections are difficult. This is one where we've got to get our message out together. I'm all in to help. You guys are the foundation of the Republican Party for the state right here in wonderful Sangamon County. I'm all in to help you. We need the resources, grassroots effort. I want to set a record for doors knocked and phone calls made. We need to get everybody to the polls. This election is essential. We have to win in November, and we will win in November, and it's going to be a big team effort. And we're going to win because our message is a unifying message. It's a uniting message. Roll back our income tax hike. Get it back down. We'll bring property tax relief. Get our property taxes back down. And get a strong, free enterprise economy booming, creating good jobs in every county across the state of Illinois by cutting the regulations, cutting the red tape, freeing up our small businesses to grow and become bigger businesses, and end Madigan's corruption by getting term limits on the ballot so you can vote them up or down. That message is going to win. It's a unifying message for the state of Illinois. And we're going to ask every candidate for the General Assembly, sign a pledge. Make a promise to the people of Illinois. Don't talk about it. Don't pretend about it. Sign a pledge right on TV so the TV cameras can see it. And you watch, sign the pledge. And that pledge says two things. It says, I, as a legislator, promise to vote to put term limits on the ballot. And I, as a legislator, promise to vote for someone, anyone other than Mike Madigan, to be Speaker of the House of Representatives this after this election.
And when they don't sign that pledge, we'll keep them out of office. Don't sign the pledge, you don't get a vote. You're out. We are going to win with the pledge revolution. It's going to be a revolution of the people against the political interests, the people against corruption and the Madigan machine out of Chicago. Democrats want that darn near as much as we all do. This is a unified message. We're going to win, and we're going to transform the great state of Illinois, restore our prosperity, make us the greatest state and the greatest nation on earth for our children and our grandchildren. Thanks for all your hard work. God bless you. Let's win.